Good. Well, let's have a word of prayer then.
我们来祷告。
Lord, we're thankful that we can be together this evening.
主啊，我们感谢您，我们今天可以聚集在一起。
And again, we're somewhat amazed that we can get together, in so many different places at the same time.
主啊，我们也感谢您，我们很惊讶，我们可以从世界各地的这么多地方来聚集在一起。
So we thank you for this technology, but our specific prayer is that you will cause the technology to work for us on this occasion.
我们感谢您赐给我们这样的技术，这样的科技，也特别的感谢您，您让这样的科技能够在这样的场合中为我们而用，帮到我们。
And we also, Lord, want to thank you for translation. We pray for Daniel that you'll help him translate. Pray for David that he will sort of make the translation a little easier than otherwise.
主啊，我们也感谢您，让我们可以有翻译的方式。求您祝福翻译的人能够有能力，也保守 David 弟兄能够帮助翻译的人来做好。
And we're praying, Lord, for each of us, that the blessing of the Lord will be upon us as we listen to your truth this evening and prayerfully consider it.
祝福我们在座的每一位啊，让在我们学习的话语，学习您的话语的时候，请您带领我们思考您的话语。
We pray for all at the chapel and we pray for all on Zoom.
我们为了在教会当地的弟兄姊妹祷告，也为了在 Zoom 上的弟兄姊妹祷告。
And Lord, we remember the youth that are meeting downstairs at the chapel at this time, and we pray a special blessing on them.
主啊，我们也纪念在楼下聚会的这些年轻人们，求您特别的祝福他们。
So we thank you, Lord, that you're the God who answers prayer.
主啊，我们感谢您，您是一位回应祷告的神。
We thank you for the answers that we've been rejoicing in this week.
主啊，我们感谢您，这周您回应我们的祷告。
And we pray that again this evening you will visit us and answer our prayers by teaching us what we need to know and enabling us to live out that truth.
主啊，我们也特别的求您能够今天也回应我们的祷告，让我们可以明白您所教导的，能够在您的知识上有长进。
So we ask all these things now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
主啊，我们奉主耶稣基督的名求这些事情，求您祝福我们。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you, Harold. Thank you for the invitation to come and speak again this Friday night, on the subject of spiritual gifts.
那感谢大家今天再来到一起啊，我们今天的主题还是属灵的恩赐。
Tonight, our subject is on the spiritual gift of tongues.
今天的主题呢是说方言的恩赐。
Now we've been looking at spiritual gifts, and we have noticed that there are four different lists of spiritual gifts.
那我们这段时间一直在学属灵的恩赐，我们注意到呢有四个不同的列表关于属灵的恩赐在圣经中。
As we look at these four lists, one in Ephesians, one in Corinthians, one in Romans, and one in 1 Peter,The gift of tongues is only listed in one of those lists.
那我们在这四个不同的地方，四个不同的清单，我们可以注意到说方言的恩赐只在一个地方被提到。
It's not mentioned in Ephesians. It's not mentioned in Romans. It's not mentioned in Peter. It's only mentioned in 1 Corinthians.
那在罗马书，在彼得前书，在以弗所书都没有提到，只在哥林多前书提到了。
In fact, the spiritual gift of tongues is not mentioned in the Old Testament. It's only mentioned in two books, of the Bible, and that's the book of Acts and the book of 1 Corinthians.
那事实上呢，说方言的恩赐在旧约，整本旧约中也没有提到过。在整本圣经中只有两卷书提到了这个恩赐，一个是使徒行传，一个是哥林多前书。
The gift of tongues was used in the early part of the New Testament.And then it was not used for centuries upon centuries, throughout the church age.
那说方言的恩赐呢，只在新约的前期出现了，在后面几个世纪、很多世纪之中，再也没有这样的恩赐了。
Occasionally, it was found in a number of groups, for a short period of time, and then it would die out again.
那 他们在很短的时间内呢，偶尔出现在了其中一些群体之中，然后他们就再也没有出现过了。
In the early 1900s, I think 1905 in California, there was an outbreak of tongues in Los Angeles.
那在1900年代的前期啊，这个在洛杉矶有一个这个说方言的一个出现。
But in my upbringing, I remember the 1970s, late 1960s and the 1970s, about 50 years ago. There was also an outbreak of tongues. It became widespread for a period of time, but then it seemed to die out again.
那在1960-70年代啊，差不多50年前呢，就是 David 弟兄说他还记得，那个时候也有一个这样说方言的兴起，但是很快也就没有了。
Churches that were called Pentecostal churches or charismatic churches, they began to speak in tongues, but then over a period of time, it died out.
那有一个特别的教派呢，他们开始说这样的那个说方言，然后马上很快呢，他们也都消失了。
There may be currently, there may be in some parts of the world, there may be some that do speak in tongues, but for the most part,We don't hear very much of it.
那也许现在呢，在某些地方，在某些的区域中呢，还有人在可以说方言，但是呢，我们在大多数情况下，并不能够经常听到这个。
But there's a number of things I'd like to mention at the outset that that have been wrongly taught over the last 50 years.
那所以我想在开始之前指出呀，过去50年呢，我们经常被错误教导的一些信息。
I remember as a young person that I was told that if I did not speak in tongues, I was not a Christian.
那 David 弟兄还记得他在年轻的时候呢，他被教导说呢，如果你没有说方言的能力，你就不是个基督徒。
And I was told also that if I did not speak in tongues, I didn't have the Holy Spirit.
那他也被说呢，如果你没有办法说方言呢，那你就没有圣灵在你里面。
And I was told too that the gift of tongues was an angelic language, that God would give to believers.
那也有人教导他说呢，就是说方言呢，说的其实是天使的话语，是神给人这样特别的一种话语，是天使的话语。
And I was told also that it was a gift that God wanted to give to every single Christian.
那他也被教导说呢，这个这样的恩赐是神要给每一个基督徒的恩赐。
So we want to look at this subject tonight, and hopefully, we'll be able to answer some questions, give some understanding to this gift of tongues.
那所以呢，今天我们要来看一下这个主题，我们希望能够最后再回答一些问题，让大家可以对这样一个主题能够明白。
So I plan to leave some extra time tonight at the end of the study, for, some questions that you might have.
所以他今天计划能够留更多的时间给大家答疑，但是对。
So, next week we're going to look at the gift of healing, and the week after that we hope to look at how do I discover my spiritual gift, how do I develop my spiritual gift, how do I begin to use, my spiritual gift.In the local church.
那下一周我们的主题呢会是医治的异能，医治的恩赐。那再下一周呢，我们的主题是会教导大家如何去发掘、去发展自己的属灵的恩赐。
So, I invite you to take your Bibles and turn with me to the book of Acts, Acts chapter 2.
那么翻到使徒行传的二章。
And I'd like to read a few verses inThe first part of Acts chapter 2, and then our brother Daniel will give translation, from the Chinese Bible, on those verses.
David 弟兄先读一下英文的版本，然后我再读一下中文的。
Now, look with me at the very last verse of chapter 1.
那我们先看一下使徒行传一章的最后一节。
It says they drew lots for, the person who would replace Judas,And it says they drew lots and the lot fell to Matthias and he was added to the 11 apostles. And so they were now 12 apostles.
那他说于是众人为他们摇签啊，就是为了能够选出代替犹大的第十二个使徒来摇签，摇出马提亚来，他就和十一个使徒同列，所以现在有十二个使徒了。
Then verse 1 of chapter 2 says that, when the day of Pentecost was come, they were all gathered together in one place. This is all the apostles.
那使徒行传的二章一节就说五旬节到了，门徒都聚集在一起，就是这十二个使徒都聚集在一起。
Suddenly, the sound of the blowing violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting.
忽然从天上有响声下来，好像一阵大风吹过，充满了他们所坐的屋子。
They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that came and rested upon each one of them.
又有舌头如火焰显现出来，分开落在他们个人头上。
All of them, this is now the apostles, just the apostles, all of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them.
他们指的就是这些使徒们，就都被圣灵充满，按着圣灵所赐的口才说起别国的话来。
Now, on the day of Pentecost, from what we can see here, only the apostles, only these 12, spoken tongues.
那我们看到五旬节呢，只有这十二个使徒在说方言。
Verse 5 says, Now they were staying in Jerusalem, God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven.
五节说，那时有虔诚的犹太人从天下各国来住在耶路撒冷。
Now when they heard the sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment, because each one of them heard speaking in his own language.
这声音一响，众人都来聚集，个人听见门徒用众人的乡谈说话，就甚纳闷。
Utterly amazed, they said, are not these men speaking Galileans?
都惊讶稀奇说，看哪，这说话的不都是加利利人吗？
So, the people who were speaking in tongues were either the 12 apostles and maybe a few others, possibly a few other, who are Galileans who had come and were in Jerusalem who are believers.
所以呢，这里说方言的呢，主要是这十二个使徒，也许还有其他的一些门徒啊，但他们都是加利利人。
How is it they know each one of us, how is it they know that we hear them in our own native language?
所以八节说，我们个人怎么听见他们说我们生来所用的乡谈呢？
Now we have a list of 16 different areas where, or languages, that these visitors to Jerusalem were hearing, these disciples speak.
然后接下来我们有一个列表啊，这里列了16个就是地区和语言，就是这些人在当时在耶路撒冷听见这些使徒们所说的方言的种类。
I'm not going to read all the list of the 16, but it says they were amazed, verse 12, amazed and perplexed, and they asked, what does this mean?
那我们就不读这个列表了，但是在12节呢，众人就惊讶猜疑，彼此说这是什么意思呢？
Now, some mocked them, made fun of them, and said that they were drunk.
那还有人讥诮说他们无非是新酒灌满了。
And then Peter rose up, and he began to speak to them.
然后呢，彼得就站起来，准备和这些人群说话。
He says in verse 17, he says, quoting Joel chapter 3, he says, your sons, chapter 2, he says, your sons and daughters will prophesy, young men will see visions, and old men will dream dreams.
那所以在17节，彼得引用了约珥书的二章，说神说在末后的日子，我要将我的灵浇灌凡有血气的，你们的儿女要说预言，你们的少年人要见异象，老年人要做异梦。
Now what he is saying in this quotation from Joel chapter 2 is that it's a partial, only a partial illustration or partial fulfillment of this prophecy in Joel.
那所以彼得在这里引用了约珥书的二章呢，是说这个预言在这里得到了部分的应验。
Look what he says. He says in verse 18, I will pour out my spirit in those days.
18节， 在那些日子，我要将我的灵浇灌我的仆人和使女。
But we know that's a partial fulfillment because of what verse 19 says.
那我们知道它是一个部分的应验呢，是从19节开始知道的。
It says, I will show you wonders in the heavens and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and billows of smoke.
那在天上我要显出奇事，在地下我要显出神迹，有血，有火，有烟雾。
The sun will turn into darkness and the moon to blood.
那日头要变为黑暗，月亮要变为血。
Before the great and, before the coming of the great and glorious day of the Lord.
这都在主大而明显的日子未到以前。
We're going to stop there and look into this subject. So here is the first occurrence of, the speaking of tongues in the Bible.
那我们回到我们的主题啊，这就是我们第一次看见啊，圣经中记载说有说方言的事情。
These disciples from Galilee, they were able to speak in literal languages, actual languages, which they never learned before.
那这些加利利的门徒们呢，他们有能力去说一个他们从来没有学过的，但是是真实的在地上被使用的语言。
It was something miraculous.
这是一个神迹的方式。
It was supernatural that God gave them the ability to speak.
这是超自然的，神给了他们这样的能力去说这些语言。
So, I want to first look at some definitions of these languages.
那首先呢，我们要看一下这些语言的定义啊。
So, the speaking in tongues only occurs in a couple of places in the Bible.
那说方言这件事情呢，只在圣经的几处讲到了。
It's mentioned in Acts chapter 2, but also mentioned in Acts chapter 10 and Acts chapter 19.
那在使徒行传的二章、十章和十九章提到了。
It's mentioned in Acts chapter 12, I'm sorry, in 1 Corinthians 12, 1 Corinthians 13 briefly, and then 1 Corinthians 14.
那也在哥林多前书的12到14章提到了。
So in those passages, the Greek word charisma is used, for the gift of tongues, or the free gift. It's used, 17 times. But it's only used 5 times in regard to tongues.
那在希腊文原文 charisma 这个词呢，就是礼物这个词呢，在新约里呢用了17次，然后都是讲的礼物或者是免费的礼物但是呢有5次都是保罗在这里在就是哥林多前书的12章提到说方言的恩赐这里用到了。
Sometimes there's Christians, they call themselves charismatic Christians.And they base that upon, this use of tongue speaking in chapter 12 of 1 Corinthians.
那有的基督徒会称自己为这种charismatic 就是有恩赐的这个基督徒啊，他就是基于在这里这个词的使用。
Now, the other word is glossia.
那另一个词是 glossia.
And glossia is found 50 times in the New Testament.And it's always translated tongues.
那这个词呢，在新约中使用了54，都被翻译成了就是舌头或者是语言。
33 times it's mentioned in Revelation.
那有33次呢，都是在启示录谈到的。
And many other times it's used in either 1 Corinthians or in the Book of Acts.
那剩下的就是在《使徒行传》和《哥林多前书》提到的。
Now, in chapter 14 of 1 Corinthians, there's a verse in the King James English translation which says they spoke in other unknown tongues.
那特别呢，在《哥林多前书》的14章呢，在就是英王的钦定本里呢，是这么翻译的，他说是一个未知的语言，未知的方言。
But that word unknown is never, is in italics, which means it is not found in the Bible. It's not found in the underlying Greek text of the Bible.
但是哪怕在英王钦定本原文里呢，这个未知这个词呢也是斜体的，它意味着这个词不是在希腊文原文中有的，是翻译者自己加上去的。
Now, this is very important because all the tongues that are found in the Bible, whether in Acts or in 1 Corinthians, are known languages of the world.
这个很重要啊，因为所有的方言圣经提到的，无论是在使徒行传还是哥林多前书提到的所有方言，都是世界上真实在使用的、真实出现的、真实的语言。
Sometimes in the tongue-speaking movement, they latch onto this word unknown to say that not all tongue speakers are speaking in known languages.
那在上一些说方言的运动之中呢，他们就会抓住这个词，他们会说不是所有的方言都是就是地上存在过的，是有一些未知的方言的。
But there's no such thing as unknown tongues. All tongue speakers in the New Testament spoke in known languages.
但是在圣经中没有提到这个，在就是圣经中所有说方言的人，他们所说的都是地上真实存在的一种语言。
Let's look at these three references to tongue speaking in the book of Acts.
那我们就来现在来看一下那个使徒行传中出现的三次就是出现三次说方言的场景。
So, first of all, in Acts chapter 2, which we read, a portion of which we read, speaks of the day of Pentecost coming.
那第一次呢就是在五旬节的时候。
The day of Pentecost was a feast day that occurred 50 days after Passover.
那五旬节是一个节期啊，发生在逾越节的50天之后。
The word Pentecost means 50 days.
五旬就是50天的意思。
And in the last chapter of the book of Acts, the disciples were told by the Lord Jesus, stay in Jerusalem where you would be endued with power. You would receive power from the Holy Spirit.
那在使徒行传一章呢，这些门徒们被耶稣教导说，你们要留在这里，然后呢，只等到圣灵的能力降下来赐给你们。
So the disciples, they stayed in Jerusalem. They stayed in a room together. And on the day of Pentecost, they received the filling of the Holy Spirit and the power of the Holy Spirit.
所以呢，他们这些门徒就留在耶路撒冷，他们在一个房间里，然后等到了五旬节的那一天呢，圣灵就降下充满他们，他们也得到了圣灵的能力。
And at the same time, these disciples, they received the ability to speak in known languages.
那就在这个时候，他们这些门徒们得到了能力去说方言，说这些已知的这个世界上正在被使用的语言的能力。
Now, it's interesting to know that in all the people that were saved, and all the 5,000 that were saved on the day of Pentecost, only the Galileans, only the apostles were the ones who spoke in tongues.
那有趣的是呢，在那一天有5000人得救，但是看起来应该是只有这些加利利人，就是这些门徒，这些使徒们，他们才能够说方言。
It says in verse 7 of chapter 2, it says they remarked, and said these Galileans are speaking in other tongues.
那在第七节呢，这些人惊讶说，看哪，这说话的不都是加利利人吗？只有这些加利利人在说方言。
So it was not everyone who spoke in tongues, only a small group of people.
那不是每一个人都说方言，只有一小群人。
Now, there's two purposes of tongues spoken on the day of Pentecost.
那在五旬节呢，这些门徒们说方言是有两个目的。
First of all, it was a sign to the Jews that God was now working through this small group of 12 apostles.
第一呢，就是神给这些犹太人一个记号，就是现在神要借着这些使徒们来做工了。
He's doing something. Now God is doing something supernatural and miraculous, and he's bringing a new message through these apostles.
那所以现在呢，神在他们身上显了神迹，做了这样超自然的事情，让人知道他要使用这些使徒，他要借着这些使徒做事情。
He would begin to preach the gospel through Peter on the day of Pentecost, and 5,000 people would be saved on that day.
那在当天呢，神就借着彼得传了福音，在当天有5000人得救。
Read with me in chapter 2 and verse 40.
那我们看一下二章的四十节。
It says, he preached to them and said to them, save yourselves from this corrupt generation.
那彼得还用许多话做见证面，劝勉他们说，你们当救自己脱离这弯曲的世代。
He's preaching the gospel to them, and in verse 41, those who accepted the message were baptized, and 3,000 were added to their number that day.
于是领受他话的人就受了洗，那一天门徒又添了三千人，不好意思，三千人啊。
So the gospel was preached, many foreign-born Jews were saved, they returned back to their own lands, and God was beginning to do a great new work in Israel and in the world on the day of Pentecost.
那所以有那一天呢，有很多在外国出生的犹太人就得救了，然后呢，他们回到自己的国家，神就开始做一个新的工作，做一个新的巨大的工作。
On the day of Pentecost, the 12 disciples or 12 apostles were filled by the Holy Spirit.
那在五旬节当天呢，那些使徒们都被圣灵充满。
They were empowered by the Holy Spirit.
那他们被圣灵赋予能力。
But there was also on the day of Pentecost the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
也同样在那天受了圣灵的洗。
The baptism of the Holy Spirit was a one-time event where God birthed the church. The church came into existence.
那这样的圣灵的洗呢是只有一次的，是神给整个教会受的洗，让教会可以出现在历史之中。
And each time a person becomes a believer, he is added to that church.
那所以每一次呢，当一个人成为基督徒了呢，他是被加在这个教会里面。
The need to be baptized over and over again in the Holy Spirit is not needed.
那不停的需要受圣灵的洗这件事情是没有的。
We enter into the blessing and the experience of being filled with the Holy Spirit.
那我们会进到经历圣灵，然后被圣灵充满的经历之中。
Now, for a moment, just keep your finger there in the book of Acts, but turn to 1 Corinthians 12.
那我们还会翻回来啊，我们先翻到哥林多前书的12章。
1 Corinthians 12 and verse 13.
13节。
In verse 13 it says this, for all of us, for you all, for we were all baptized by one spirit into the one body, whether Jew or Greek, slave or free, we were all given the same spirit to drink.
我们不拘是犹太人，是希腊人，是为奴的，是自主的，都从一位圣灵受洗，成了一个身体，饮于一位圣灵。
It says in this verse, the body of Christ, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, which formed the body of Christ in the church, was already in existence.
那这就是这样的一个身体呢，是已经存在的了。
And we were added, we were baptized into that one body.
那我们受洗呢，是为了要进到这个身体之中。
No matter what background we come from, whether we're slave or free, whether we're Jew or Gentile,
所以无论我们的背景是什么，我们是犹太人还是外邦人，我们是为奴的或者是自主的。
And we are filled with the Holy Spirit and we are empowered by the Holy Spirit when we become believers in Christ.
当我们成为耶稣基督的门徒的时候呢，我们都被这圣灵充满，都被圣灵赋予能力。
Now one of the things we see in the book of Acts is that the gospel and the New Testament church is for all believers.
那我们在门徒看到呢，不是在使徒行传看到呢，那个整个新约呢是给所有的基督徒的。
The Jewish people believed that they were a very unique group of people, and no one else had a relationship with God like they did.
那犹太人呢，认为他们自己是一个特别独特的民族，没有人可以像他们一样和神有这么紧密的关系。
When you come to the New Testament, you see that God is doing something very different.
但是你来到新约圣经呢，你就发现神所做的事情是非常不一样的。
You see it in the teaching of the Lord Jesus in the Gospels.
那我们可以在耶稣基督就是传福音的时候就能看到。
But you see it very clearly in the book of Acts. God is slowly opening this great world to the gospel and to being, and to being a part of the New Testament church.
那但是呢我们在使徒行传可以更明显的看到呢神要慢慢的把福音向整个世界打开让他们都能够变加入成为教会的一部分。
So in Acts chapter 2, we see Jews, coming to faith in the Lord Jesus and being added to the church.
所以呢在使徒行传的二章我们可以看到是犹太人他们受了洗他们得救了加入到教会之中。
We go to chapter 8 of the book of Acts.
And you'll have
to turn to that, but the Samaritans are saved and added to the body of Christ.
那我们不需要翻到那里啊，但是《使徒行传》的八章呢，撒玛利亚人也进到了，也得救了，加入到教会之中。
We go to chapter 10. We see Gentiles in Cornelius and his family added to the body of Christ.
那到现在我们翻到《使徒行传》的十章，我们看到哥尼流外邦人也成为了神的门徒。
And then you see the Apostle Paul going to the uttermost parts of the world, preaching the gospel.
然后我们在后面看到，使徒保罗去到了世界各地去传福音，带领他们加入到神的教会。
You see Jew, Gentile, bond and free, no matter where they were in the world, coming to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ.
那我们看到犹太人、外邦人、自主的、为奴的，无论他们在世界的哪个部分，他们都加入到加入到一起成为耶稣的门徒。
Now, as we look at these three passages in the book of Acts, the speaking in tongues was a sign that God was doing a special work in each of these various groups of people.
所以呢，我们看到在使徒行传的三次出现说方言的情况呢，都是表明了神在对这样一群人要做一件事情的一个表现。
He was confirming and authenticating God's work in these apostles and their message.
他是证明了这些使徒们所做的工作，他们的信息是对的，是从神来的。
So as they preached the gospel, as men and women got saved in these various groups of people, as they spoke in tongues, it was a sign that God was receiving them into the body of Christ.
所以呢，在这样不同的群体之中呢，他们得救了，加入到就是教会之中，然后呢，他们中间就会有说方言的事情发生，这就是神想要证明，他接受了这些人进到教会之中。
The Jewish people could not dispute what God was doing when they saw the same thing happening in other believers.
那犹太人呢，当他看见同样的事情发生在别的门徒中，发生在外邦人身上之中呢，他们就没有办法再争辩了。
So let's move on to chapter 10. And see the second passage in the book of Acts where we see tongues.
那我们现在翻到使徒行传的十章啊，我们看一下第二次在使徒行传出现说方言的事情。
Now, when we come to chapter 10, we meet a man named Cornelius.
那第十章呢，我们可以看见一个人叫做哥尼流。
Cornelius was from Joppa. He was an Italian man, and he was a centurion in the Roman army.
那他是从约帕来的，是意大利营的百夫长。
Now look at verse 1 in chapter 10.
我们看一下第一节。
At Caesarea, there was a man named Cornelius. I'm sorry, I said Joppa. He's from Caesarea. Peter was in Joppa.
那个在凯撒利亚有一个人名叫哥尼流，不好意思，刚才说他是从约帕来的。那时候彼得在约帕，他是从凯撒利亚来的。
So he and his family, verse 2, were devout, they believed in God, and they were God-fearing, and they gave generously, and they prayed to God regularly.
第二节，他是个虔诚人，他和全家都敬畏神，多多周济百姓，常常祷告神。
Now Peter was in Joppa, and God began to speak to him and said, go to the house of Cornelius and preach to him the gospel.
那彼得呢现在在约帕，神就对彼得说呢，你要去到哥尼流那里，下到哥尼流那里，把福音讲给他听。
So in verse 9 down to verse 22, we read about Peter and a vision that he had that was given to him by God.
那我们从9节到22节可以读到啊，彼得见到了一个神给他的异象。
And we find Peter going in verse 23, going to Caesarea and going to the house of Cornelius and preaching the gospel to him.
那我们可以在23节看到彼得来到了凯撒利亚，然后去把福音传给哥尼流。
When he goes to Cornelius, he explains to him how God has sent him to him.
那当彼得来到了哥尼流的地方呢，就向他解释是神怎样派他来到他这里。
Now look with me at chapter 11 of the book of Acts.
那我们翻到使徒行传的11章。
Peter explains to believers back in Jerusalem what happened in the house of Cornelius.
那11章呢，是彼得回到耶路撒冷，向耶路撒冷的这些弟兄姐妹报告这个发生在哥尼流身上的事情。
He says in we'll start in verse 13 of chapter 11.
从13节开始。
He says he told them how an angel appeared. And in the house he was staying and sent him to bring a message to Cornelius.
那他告诉他们有一个天使出现在他屋里，把他派到哥林流那里去传福音。
Verse 14 says, he will bring you a message to you and all your household, and you will be saved.
那第十四节，他有话告诉你，可以叫你和你的全家得救。
So, he says down a little bit further, as he preached the message, they believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, and he was saved.
刚才是哥尼流看到天使对他说话，然后彼得对他们传了福音，他们就得救了。
But turn back with me now to chapter 10.
那他们相信得救之后呢，我们翻回使徒行传的十章。
In chapter 10, verse 44 and 45.
44节和45节。
In chapter 10, we see Cornelius, Cornelius and those that were in his household. We see them coming to faith in the Lord Jesus. We see them receiving the gift of the Holy Spirit, and we see them speaking in tongues.
那在这里我们看到呢，哥尼流和他在家里的这些人呢，都相信了耶稣基督，然后领受了圣灵的恩赐，我们看见他们开始说方言。
Verse 44, and Peter still speaking the words of the gospel, the Holy Spirit came upon those who heard the message.
44节，彼得还说这话的时候，圣灵降在一切听到的人身上。
These circumcised believers who came with Peter, the Jewish people who came with Peter from Joppa,
那些奉哥里和彼得同来的信徒，见圣灵的恩赐也浇在外邦人身上，就都稀奇。
It says they were astonished that the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out on Gentiles.
对，所以这里说呢，他们看到圣灵的恩赐浇在外邦人身上，就都稀奇。
For it says, for they heard them speaking in tongues and praising God.
然后呢，因听见他们说方言，称赞神为大。
So here's the second occurrence of speaking in tongues in the book of Acts.
所以这里呢是使徒行传第二次出现说方言的事情。
So here in chapter 2, Jewish people spoke in tongues and they became believers in the Lord Jesus Christ.
那使徒行传的二章呢，犹太人在说方言，就是他们相信了，变成了耶稣基督教会的一部分。
Here Gentiles believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. They're filled with the Holy Spirit and they speak in tongues.
这里呢是外邦人信主得救了，然后他们被圣灵充满，开始说方言。
It was a sign that the gospel is going out not only to Jews but now also to Gentiles.
那这里呢是一个信号，就是呢福音不只是给犹太人的，他要给出去，要给到外邦人之中。
In verse 47 of chapter 10, he baptizes them with water. Peter does.
那47节提到讲到彼得呢用水给他们施洗。
He baptizes them in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
然后呢奉耶稣基督的名给他们施洗。
Then in chapter 11, he goes back to Jerusalem, tells the believers in Jerusalem that Gentiles are now part of the body of Christ.
然后到了11节呢，彼得回去告诉耶路撒冷的圣徒们，现在外邦人也是教会的一部分了。
And then there's a third occurrence of tongues, and that's in chapter 19. of the book of
然后在使徒行传的19章，我们可以看到这个第三次出现说方言的事情。
In chapter 19 of the book of Acts, Paul meets 12, in the city of Ephesus, 12 men who claim to be disciples of John the Baptist, but had not heard of the Holy Spirit.
那19章呢，彼得保罗在以弗所遇到了12个人，他们说自己是施洗约翰的门徒，但是没有听过圣灵的事情。
So in the very beginning of chapter 19,
所以在19章的最开始，
it says while Apollos was in Corinth, Paul took a road through the interior and they came to Ephesus.
讲到亚波罗在哥林多的时候，保罗经过了上面一带地方，就来到以弗所。
Where he found some disciples and he asked them, did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed?
那在那里遇见几个门徒，问他们说，你们信的时候受了圣灵没有？
So they said, we haven't even heard of such a thing as the Holy Spirit.
他们回答说，没有，也未曾听见有圣灵赐下来。
So he said, what baptism did you receive when you believed?
保罗说，这样你们受的是什么洗呢？
So he said, John the Baptist's baptism.
他们说是约翰的洗。
So he says then in verse 4, he says, John's baptism was a baptism of repentance. And he told the people to believe in the one who was coming after him, that is Jesus.
那四章保罗说，约翰所行的是悔改的洗，告诉百姓当信那在他以后要来的就是耶稣。
On hearing about Jesus, they believed, and then they were baptized.
那他们听见这话就奉主耶稣的名受洗。
And then Paul laid his hands on them, and when he laid his hands on these believers, they spoke in tongues.
保罗按手在他们头上，圣灵便降在他们身上，他们就说方言。
Now, one of the things we see in these three occurrences in the book of Acts is that these believers never were told to seek, to speak in tongues.
那在这三处呢，有一个共同的点，我们可以看到啊，这些信徒们他们从来没有说我们要寻求说方言的恩赐。
They were never told it was a gift for everyone.
也没有人告诉他们这是每一个人都会有的恩赐。
They weren't told that once you believe and are baptized, you should seek and pray and look to the Lord, to receive this gift of speaking in tongues.
那这里也没有人告诉他们说是你得救了受洗了，然后呢你要去祷告，你要去寻求神能给你这样说方言的恩赐。
In the entire book of Acts, we find only a small group of people who actually spoke in tongues.
那在整本使徒行传我们都可以看到，每一次都是只有一小群人他们说方言。
None of them were told to seek to speak in tongues.
没有一个人被教导说他们要寻求说方言的能力。
In chapter 2, only 12 people spoke in tongues, or possibly just a few more.
那在二章呢，可能只有12个人，或者稍微再多一点的人说了方言。
And then just the household of Cornelius in chapter 10, and then these 12 disciples in Ephesus in chapter 19.
那在十章呢，只有哥林流一家的人说了方言。在这里十九章呢，只有这十二个施洗约翰的门徒说了方言。
So we see different groups, disciples of John the Baptist, Gentiles, Jewish people, all coming into the body of Christ.
所以我们可以看到现在有三群人，犹太人、外邦人，还有施洗约翰的门徒，他们都进到耶稣基督的身体之中。
This new message of the church, this new message of the gospel, something that Jewish leaders did not preach, did not know, now is being confirmed and preached and authenticated by the Spirit of God and by the tongue speaking.
那这个被犹太的就是宗教的领袖所唾弃所没有接受的这样的福音呢，现在呢神借着圣灵借着说方言的能力呢向世人证明了这样的福音。
So tongue speaking began at the early part of the church age.
所以呢说方言这件事情呢只发生就发生在那个就是教会的前期。
It would soon slowly pass away as the Bible began to be formed, more books of the Bibles were completed, and the Word of God was completed as a whole.
那随着就神的话，然后圣新约圣经越写越全，随着神的话越来越完全呢，这样的恩赐，这样的就是说方言的事情就越来越少。
But tongues and the purpose of tongues would pass away.
那这个说方言的目的它最终会结束的。
The purpose of tongues to show that the body of Christ was formed, the church was formed, and it gave authenticity, it gave confirmation to the preaching of the apostles.
那说方言的那个目的呢，是为了要证明，就是验证使徒所传的，他们是真的，是从神来的。
So I want to spend a little bit of time looking at how this gift of tongues passed away in the New Testament era.
那我们来花一点时间看一下这个在新约中啊，说方言的恩赐是怎样慢慢的不见的，慢慢的消过去的。
There were four major periods of miraculous gifts, throughout, the entire Bible.
那在整本圣经中呢，有四个时期，就是神给了人这样神迹行神迹的恩赐，这样神迹一样的恩赐。
Moses and Joshua, were able to perform miracles, especially Moses before the court of Pharaoh.
那摩西和约书亚啊，特别是摩西在法老面前，他们是可以行神迹的。
It validated or confirmed Moses' ministry among the children of Israel.
那这个呢，是向以色列人去证明摩西，他是被神所验证的，他的事工是被神所验证过的。
Elijah and Elisha also performed miracles, and it would confirm and validate their ministry.
那以利亚和以利沙呢？他们也可以行神迹，那也是神借着这种方式来证明他们的传道。
And Jesus and his disciples in the Gospels perform miracles.
那耶稣和他的门徒也可以行神迹。
And it gave credibility, it gave God's stamp of approval upon their teaching and their ministry.
那这个给了众人，神是证明他们是在做神的工的。
In Acts 2:22, we read, fellow Israelites, listen to this. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved by God to you by miracles, signs, and wonders.
那在使徒行传的二章的22节说啊，以色列人呢，请听我说，神借着拿撒勒人耶稣在你们中间施行异能、奇事、神迹，将他证明出来，这是你们自己知道的。
The miracles were given for a purpose.And that purpose was to approve the Lord Jesus, to confirm, his ministry.
那这样的异能奇事呢，神迹啊，是给出来是有目的的，目的就是要证明耶稣。
And the same thing in the book of Acts.
那同样的，在使徒行传也发生了，也是同样的。
So, in each of these cases, Moses, Joshua, Elijah, and Elisha, Jesus and the disciples in the book of Acts,demonstrated these miraculous gifts, but then they passed away.
那在这些就是阶段中啊，摩西和约书亚、以利亚和以利沙，然后耶稣和他的门徒，包括最后到了使徒行传，他们都表现了能够行神迹的能力，但是最终这些都消失了，都不见了。
Now turn with me to First Corinthians chapter 13.
那我们翻到哥林多前书的13章。
1 Corinthians chapter 13 and verses 8 through 10.
八到十节。
In verses 8 through 10, we read this, love never fails, but if there's prophecies, they will fail. Whether they're tongues, they will cease. Whether there's knowledge, it will pass away.
八节，爱是永不止息，先知讲道之能终必归于无有，说方言之能终必停止，知识也终必归于无有。
It says, when that perfect has come, that which is in part is done away.
十节，等那完全的来到，这有限的必归于无有了。
Now, couple of things to notice in this verse, in these verses.
那在这节这在这几节经文中呢，有一些东西，有一些地方需要注意。
The word for cease, tongues will cease, is the Greek word pao.
那说方言之能终必停止，停止这个词在希腊文叫做 pao。
It means to cease or to stop.
它就是停止，停下来的意思。
And it's interesting, in God's plan, there's no future use of tongues in any future age, in the tribulation period or the millennium or any other time in history.
那在我们可以看到后面，在神的计划之中啊，说方言这个能力就再没有出现过了，不在神的计划之中了。
This word, pao, means to cease, means to stop.
这个停止这个词就是意味着要停止，停下来了。
It also, uses the voice, in the Greek language, in this verb to stop.
那么这个词停止这个词呢，在希腊文原文中呢，也会用在声音的停止。
The word cease is in the active voice.
停止是一个主动的词汇。
Which means it will slowly pass away of themselves.
就这里是一个主动语态，这意味着这个说方言之能是会自己慢慢的停止了。
Now when it speaks about knowledge and prophecy, it's in the passive voice, which means God will stop knowledge and prophecy of his own power.
那先知讲道之能和知识呢，后面写的是终必归于无有，这在原文是一个被动语态。指的是神会停下来，把这些把这样的能力停下来。
But it says tongues will slowly cease of themselves, and as we look at scripture, we never see them used again.
但是说方言之能呢，它自己就会停下来。我们在后面的经文也再没有看到有说方言这回事了。
But we do see prophecy, God taking up prophecy again in the tribulation period.
但是呢，我们在后面在大灾难的阶段呢，又可以看到神又重新的使用了先知讲道之能和知识。
We read in the book of Joel that prophecy will be used again during the tribulation period.
我们在约珥书就能读到，在大灾难期间呢，先知讲道之能又会重新出现。
But tongues, when they pass away, they will never be used again by God.
那先知讲道之能也可以说是说预言的能力啊，但是方言呢就再也没有了。
So we see that tongues had a purpose for a short period of time. The word of God says they will cease of themselves, and the word of God says God never uses them again.
那所以呢，圣经告诉我们呢，说方言的能力呢，它会自己的停下来，然后呢，在未来也没有再出现，它不在神未来的计划之中了。
Now look with me at the argument or the discussion that Paul has in verses 8 through 13.
那我们看一下8到13章啊，保罗想要说的事情。
He begins to show that love and hope are permanent, but tongues and prophecy and knowledge, will slowly pass away.
八到十三节啊，不好意思，所以他在这里在说呢，爱和信望爱是会在这里是长存的，但是呢，说预言的能力，说方言的能力，包括这样的知识的恩赐是会慢慢消失的。
He says, "Love never fails, but prophecy shall be done away with. Tongues shall cease, knowledge shall vanish. These are not permanent gifts. Love is permanent, hope is permanent."But prophecy, tongues, and knowledge are temporary.
那爱是永不止息，但是先知讲道之能终必归于无有，说方言之能终必停止，知识也终必归于无有。然后在十三节说，如今长存的有信、有望、有爱，这三个是永恒的，是一直持续下去的。但是说方言的、说预言的，包括知识的恩赐是会不见的，是不是永就是不是一直有的，它是短暂的。
Then in verses 11 and 12, he gives an illustration of maturity.
那11节、12节呢，保罗举了个例子，就是讲成人的事情。
He speaks of a child growing to adulthood.
他讲一个孩子长成了一个大人。
He speaks about these gifts used in the early part of the life of an individual.
他讲这些能力就是这样的恩赐呢在一个生命的前期会用到。
But as that person matures, these gifts slowly pass away.
那但当一个孩子慢慢成熟了长大了这样的恩赐就慢慢的停止不见了。
Then he goes back and he speaks about faith, hope, and love. These are permanent gifts that God gives to us.
那但是呢他后面讲到十三节呢就又回到说有信如今长存的有信有望有爱这三样是神给我们的一直有的长存的恩赐。
So he speaks about the permanence of love, faith, and hope, but he speaks about the temporary nature of tongues and of prophecy.
所以这段呢讲到了信望爱的永恒性也讲到了这三个说预言的说方言的和知识这样的恩赐它的短暂性。
Now, let's look at other books of the New Testament.
那现在我们来看看圣经新约的其他几卷书。
When we look at other books of the New Testament, we see that these gifts did indeed pass away.
那我们读到了其他书呢，我们就会发现呢，这说方言的恩赐确实是过去了。
The book of Acts was written early in the New Testament.
那使徒行传的写成在新约中是非常早的。
And then we see, in 56 AD, Paul wrote to the Corinthians, and it's the last mention of tongues in scripture.
然后呢，我们可以看到保罗在就是公元后56年写成了哥林多书，然后呢，这里是最后一次提到了说方言的恩赐在圣经之中。
When Paul writes to the Romans in 57 AD, there's no mention of tongues.
那在公元57年保罗写成罗马书的时候就没有提到说方言的恩赐了。
When Paul writes to the Ephesians in 60 AD, there's no mention of tongues.
在公元60年写成以弗所书的时候也没有提到说方言。
When Paul writes to the letters of 1st and 2nd Timothy and Titus in 67 and 68 AD, there's no mention of tongues.
在公元67到68年保罗写成提摩太的前后书以及提多书的时候也没有提到说方言的事情。
In Peter's two letters, there's no mention of tongues.
那彼得写成的两卷书在公元66年也没有提到。
In 90 AD, in John the Apostle's letters of 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John and Revelation, there's no mention of tongues.
那在公元的90年约翰写成他的一二三书和启示录的时候也没有提到说方言的事情。
And so we see that this gift of tongues did pass away. It was used for a short period of time and then God allowed it to slowly pass away and not come into use any longer.
所以我们可以看到说方言的恩赐呢在历史中呢神在短期内确实使用过了然后他许可这样的恩赐慢慢自己的就消失了。
Now, in 1 Corinthians 13, we read this phrase, when that which is perfect comes.
那在哥林多前书13章的十节讲到那完全的来到。
Look at verse 9 with me for a minute.
你看一下九节。
Verse 10.
十节。
When perfect comes, the imperfect disappears.
等那完全的来到，这有限的就必归于无有了。
Now, what is he speaking about when he speaks about perfect?
那这里讲完全的是讲到什么呢？
It's the idea of maturity, something that is mature.
那这里是一个成熟的概念，是有一个东西已经完全成熟了。
Something that's complete.
已经完成了完全了。
W.E. Vine, a very good Bible teacher, he says, the completion of the apostolic testimony and the completion of scriptures is that which is perfect has come. And the temporary gifts were done away.
这样一个非常好的圣经教师啊W.E. Vine 弟兄说呢在就是使徒们的见证以及新约圣经的完成这个就是这完全的来到。 然后呢，在这样的情况下，那有限的就必归于无有了，有限的就是短暂的，就必归于无有了。
Another very good Bible teacher, Warren Wiersbe, says, prophecy, tongues, knowledge, these gifts went together. These three gifts would fail, would be abolished by Christ and cease. That which is not yet completed, the perfect, and when the final revelation would become, we would see Christ face to face.
那另一个就是圣经教师 Warren Wiersbe 说呢，就是说预言、说方言还有知识这样的恩赐呢，他们是一起的。这三个呢都会过去，都会停止。然后呢，在新约就是我们现在有的这样新约写成了之后呢，它就完全了。当然了，最终要完全就是完全的神的启示给我们呢，是当我们面见主耶稣的时候了。
So it seems like, from what we see from Scripture, that tongues passed away in the New Testament era.
那所以呢，我们从圣经中可以看到呢，在新约的这个时间段里呢，说方言的能力就已经过去了。
Now, I'd like to look at one other thing, and then I want to leave the rest of the time open for questions.
那我们再来看最后一点，然后我们就给大家答疑的时间。
Now, go with me to chapter 14 of 1 Corinthians.
我们翻到哥林多前书的14章。
Now, chapter 14 of 1 Corinthians is an argument that Paul has that preaching is more profitable than speaking in tongues.
那这里呢，保罗讲到呢，讲道要比说方言更有益处。
Look at verse 2 with me for a moment, chapter 14, verse 2.
哥林多前书十四章的二节。
He says, anyone who speaks in tongues does not speak to men, because no one understands him.
那说方言的原不是对人说，因为没有人听出来。
But everyone who prophesies speaks to men for their strengthening, encouragement, and comfort.
但做先知讲道的是对人说，要造就、安慰、劝勉人。
So, in this chapter, Paul gives a number of regulations to the local church about speaking in tongues.
那所以这里呢，保罗给了当地教会很多关于说方言的一些规则。
In the New Testament day, and in Corinth, among the believers, there was a lot of abuse in speaking in tongues.
那在新约的期间，在这里，在哥林多教会的这些圣徒们之中啊，有很多滥用说方言恩赐的情况出现。
There's a lot of abuse today, when people seek to speak in tongues.
那今天呢，当人们寻求去说方言的恩赐的时候，也会有很多滥用的情况。
I want to say that today there's a number of regulations that should be used if someone seeks to speak in tongues.
那所以呢，我觉得如果今天有人想要去寻求说方言的恩赐呢，这里有一些规则给他们。
And these regulations are almost never followed in many churches where there is tongue speaking.
那这些规则呢，在有些就是说方言的教会中呢，完全没有被遵守。
I've been on a number of occasions, many times in fact, I've been in churches where tongues were being spoken.
那德月弟兄去过很多教会呢，里面有说方言的情况。
I don't think there were language, true languages.
他不觉得那是真实的语言。
There is no translation.
也没有翻译的。
Interpretation.
就是翻译的，也没有翻译的。
And many of the rules that we find in this chapter were not followed.
那在这一章我们可以看到很多的规则他们都没有遵守。
So let's look at some of these regulations.
所以我们来看一下这些规则。
The first regulation is that prophesying, preaching, is more edifying than speaking in tongues.
那第一呢，就是讲道的恩赐要比说方言的恩赐要就是造就人有益处的多。
Tongues are distracting. Not everybody understands tongues.
那说方言是会使人分心的，因为不是所有人都能够明白这样的语言。
Speaking in tongues brings confusion.
说方言会带来各种很多混乱。
But preaching or teaching the Bible brings clarity, brings.
但是讲道呢会带来清楚，带带来对圣经的明白。
Look at chapter 14 and verse 27.
我们看14章的27节，哥林多前书14章的27节。
It says, when you come together, if anyone has a tongue or an interpretation, he said, they must speak two or at the most three and one at a time.
那27章若有说方言的只好两个人至多三个人且要轮流着说只要一个人翻出来也要一个人翻出来。
People were not to speak in tongues all at the same time.
那因为要轮流着说就是他们不能一起说不被允许一起说。
What they were doing in Corinth and what I've seen happen in our own day is that tongue speakers all speak at the same time.
那个时候在哥林多发生的事情以及现在在很多教会发生的事情就是这些说方言的人都是一起说的。
It says in verse 28 of chapter 14, there should be interpretation.
那28节说呢就是28节告诉我们这里必须要有人能把它翻译出来。
Look what it says, if there is no interpreter, the speaker of tongues should keep quiet in the church and speak to himself and to God.
28节若没有人翻就当在会中闭口只对自己和神说就是了。
This is also something I see, that there's very little interpretation of tongues.
那这也是 David 兄看到的在这些教会基本没有就非常少的有翻译出来的这说方言的。
I think one of the reasons for this is that the tongues that people speak are not real tongues. It's not a real language.
那我觉得其中一个原因呢就是这些人说的方言其实不是真的说方言的恩赐就是他们说的不是真实的语言。
And then it says in verse 40, all things should be done decently and in order.
然后在40节告诉我们凡事都要规规矩矩的按着次序行。
God is not the God of confusion.
神不是混乱的。神不是混乱的神是就是有条理的次序的神。
Now notice something else as a regulation that is given.
那还有一个别的规则。
It says women were not to speak in the churches, in tongues or in the regular language.
那就是妇女在会中要闭口不言啊，无论是说方言还是就是说自己的语言。
Verse 34 and 35, it says that they were not to speak, in the meeting of the churches.
那34节告诉我们妇女在会中要闭口不言。
So, we're going to stop there and open the time for some questions. And I hope that what we have heard and looked at so far has been a help to understand what the Bible teaches about tongues.
那所以我们今天先到这里然后剩下的时间留给大家做问答的时间我希望就是我们的讲道能够让大家更多的了解说方言的恩赐这个事情。
So I'm going to turn it over to Eric and to see if there are any questions on this topic.
我们会交给 Eric 弟兄然后看一下大家有没有相关的问题。
Okay, good. Just two things. I will thank David for his message. I felt it was very good. The other thing is, I want to point out just one thing in verse 17 of Mark 16.
那两件事情啊 ,Harold 弟兄想第一是他也要感谢David 弟兄的讲道。第二点呢是他要指出这个马可福音的16章17节的一点。
The first line says, these signs will follow them that believe. It doesn't say these signs will be practiced by those who believe. It says these signs will follow them, those who believe in the initial phases. They saw the great works of God done by the apostles. I believe that that line does not say that all who believe will be practicing these signs into the distant future.
所以十七节说呢，信的人必有神迹随着他们。这里并没有说信的人必有能够行出这些神迹的能力来。所以呢，他这里一直在讲的就是会有神迹随着他们出现，但是不代表所有信的人都会能有能够行出这样神迹的能力。
Now, Lord, we're thankful for your goodness to us.
主啊，我们感谢您赐给我们的，感谢您的美善。
And we thank you that you have provided gifts for the church even today.
主啊，感谢您今天也，向教会供应您的恩赐。
And we're thankful, Lord, that you have provided at least one gift for each of us.
主啊，我们也感谢您，您给我们每一个人都至少，提供了一个恩赐。
Now our prayer is that we might know that gift and that we might use it fully for your benefit and for the blessing of the church as a whole.
主啊，我的祷告是求您让我们能够使用这样的恩赐，为了您的名，为了整个教会去使用这样的恩赐。
We also pray, Lord, that you will dissolve our confusion here, because there are many, of our friends who are confused, we believe, on this great subject.
主啊，也求您能够解开我们的困惑，因为我们确实有很多的困惑，尤其在这些主题上。
May we be humble enough, we pray, to take scripture on its face value rather than to try to twist and persuade it to say something that it is not intending to say.
主啊，求您使我们能够足够的谦卑去，接受福音，得到它原本的价值，而不是想要去扭曲它，想要去说一些它没有所讲述的东西。
So we thank you for tonight.
主啊，我们感谢您赐给我们今天晚上。
We thank you for providing David's clear teaching to us.
主啊，感谢您借着 David 弟兄提供给我们这么清楚的教导。
Our prayer is that having heard, we will understand and obey.
主啊，我们的祷告是我们听见了就能够理解并且顺服。
And we ask this now in Jesus' name.
我们的祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you.